The OCD and Anxiety Podcast by Robert James Coaching. Hello and welcome to the OCD and Anxiety Podcast, where we explore how to have a more positive relationship with anxiety disorders, taking back control so that you can start living the life you choose and not the one chosen by your fears. Hello and welcome to episode 382. I hope that you're doing fantastically well today. But if you are struggling with OCD or anxiety and you would like to get some support with that, well, you can get a free session with me. To get that, you can head over to my website, robertjamescoaching.com. There you can book in for that free session or you can send me a message to let me know about what you're struggling with. In today's podcast, I'm going to be talking about whether we should aim to completely eliminate anxiety or whether we should actually aim at kind of mastering the anxiety. So I'm going to be kind of getting into detail. This is a really important area because I think so many people are focused on getting rid of that anxiety of, you know, relaxation techniques or things like this. And actually learning how to master the anxiety is something which I think is going to be much more beneficial in the long term. If you find a podcast helpful, it would be great if you could follow and like on Instagram. And if you would like to follow along as well on YouTube, you can do that now as well. So many thanks, guys. I really hope that you enjoy. And if you have any questions, do please feel free to let me know. Off we go. Here is a quote by Charles Spurgeon to get us started. Anxiety does not empty tomorrow of its sorrows, but only empties today of its strength. And, you know, given the fact that we're going to be talking about kind of mastering anxiety, and obviously that has something to do with strength, inner resolve. Interestingly, also, of course, it has to do with acceptance. And, you know, these kinds of things are so, so important. When we are really getting caught up in kind of, you know, the throes of anxiety, of pushing it away, of demanding that we're going to be okay in the future, wanting to know that we're going to have certainty about these things that we're obsessed about, you know, really what we're doing is we're giving away our strength today. We're giving away that the power that we actually have, you know, to live our life in an interesting and open way. When we open up to the complexities of life, to the fact that so much is unknown, so much is unspoken. And actually that kind of, you know, gives us lots of opportunity to kind of paint the canvas in the way that we want to. That makes kind of life interesting. But when we're struggling with OCD, there's a part of us that doesn't like that. There's a part of us that wants to make life very predictable and kind of boring. We want to know exactly how things are going to pan out, and we want it to be very clear. We don't want to have those uncertainties because, you know, those uncertainties bring anxiety. And anxiety, well, that's the big horrible elephant in the room. We do not want to have anxiety. So let's do everything we can. Let's perform all of these compulsions to keep it at bay, to get rid of it. But unfortunately, it doesn't work, as we know, when we apply this kind of strategy. It ultimately just seems to amplify the anxiety even more, and we wound up getting very tired. You know, we get exhausted because we're kind of jumping through all these flaming hoops all the time, trying to resolve all of our problems, all of these emotional issues that we're experiencing. And this really is the battle of trying to eliminate anxiety. It's a losing game. Try or we may, you know, we're never really quite going to get there. And that's because anxiety is something that has been with us since the day we were born, and it's always going to be there with us. Every single human that has ever lived has experienced anxiety in many different ways. And so, you know, if we are practicing techniques that are all about just trying to kind of relax us, you know, and that's what we're always trying to do. We're just trying to get into more of a parasympathetic state, and we're always trying to be relaxed, and we're trying to assure ourselves that that is the way to be. That's the best way to be. Unfortunately, I think it does lead to problems. And that doesn't mean that, you know, relaxing sometimes is bad. Of course, learning sometimes to relax yourself is great. Learning how to get into more of a parasympathetic state is great to do sometimes. But, you know, it shouldn't be the thing that we always want to have. If we were always relaxed, if we were always feeling calm, we wouldn't get anything done. You kind of need that slight sense of kind of agitation almost in order to kind of push you forward. That slight sense of parasympathetic state where you're feeling that you need to do something. There's things that need to be done. There's jobs that need to be completed. There's tasks that you have to do. You know, if you didn't have those, maybe you wouldn't do your essay on time, or maybe, you know, that job that your boss has been asking you to do, well, you just forget about it and you'd end up in trouble. You know, there's all sorts of things that if we didn't have that sense of urgency, that slight sense of agitation, well, actually, you know, we wouldn't really accomplish much of anything at all. And so, you know, anxiety is not bad per se. It's just our kind of relationship to it, and really mastering anxiety. When I talk about that, I'm not saying that, you know, by mastering anxiety that you're not going to have anxiety anymore. You know, that's more of the latter in a way, like this idea of mastering anxiety through being relaxed all the time. And unfortunately, you know, that isn't a good approach. As I just kind of pointed out, it's, you know, it may be nice sometimes to do some kind of breath work activities, to do activities that help you to relax. That can be very beneficial. But, you know, I don't think we should be aiming for to be in that state all the time. You know, and really the state that I'm talking about here, this kind of mastering of anxiety, you know, this is why we do exposure work. Exposure work gives us an opportunity to practice getting used to feeling a bit more uncomfortable. You know, but we can apply that to so many different areas of life. When you're learning to do public speaking, for example, it can be incredibly uncomfortable. Public speaking is actually one of the main things that people fear. It's a very standard thing across cultures. People really dislike this idea of getting up and speaking in front of people. And I think a big part of that is because there's a lot of judgment involved. What will other people think of me? What if I forget my words? What if I say something wrong? I'm going to be judged negatively by the group, you know, and that kind of really speaks to some kind of primordial fears that humans tend to have, perhaps about being abandoned. And this can create a lot of anxiety. And, you know, but these kinds of things, they really do offer up opportunities for us to learn about ourselves, to learn how, despite the fact that we're feeling anxiety, you know, to actually remain, you know, more or less okay in that situation, to practice acceptance of those uncomfortable feelings in our body, to acknowledge their presence, to not push them away, and to be patient with them, to be compassionate with the fact that we're experiencing difficult emotions. And like that, we begin to move past them. We recognize that they're there. We're no longer trying to like fight with them or push them away or demand that they be gone. We're not, you know, interrupting our presentation by doing 20 box breaths or whatever kind of approach you're doing to try to calm yourself down. Maybe you do take one or two deep breaths because you've identified that that's something that can help you in that moment to be more present, to be more accepting. But this is all about kind of mastering those fears and mastering that anxiety. And I really do feel that, you know, this approach is actually, you know, the kind of healthy long-term approach when it comes to issues with anxiety. Another example could be relationships. And this is something that I've obviously struggled with a lot myself. If you listen to the podcast, you'll know about that. And, you know, sometimes when we're in relationships, we're experiencing a lot of anxiety. And, you know, we can interpret that anxiety as a bad thing. We can say, well, you know, because I'm having anxiety about this relationship, then clearly that must be a sign that this relationship isn't the right one for me. If it was truly the right person, then I wouldn't be feeling anxious in this relationship. I'd just be happy. I'd just be feeling positive. You know, I wouldn't be having all of these like doubts and uncomfortable feelings when I think about the person, you know, and it may actually be that relationships in general are actually something that just trigger you, that you, because of previous experiences, perhaps that you've had in your life, it may be just that, you know, relationships are a kind of triggering obsession for you. And whenever you get in one, after a certain while, you do start to struggle. Maybe you have difficulties with attachment styles, you know, and that can bring up all sorts of uncertainties and anxieties. It doesn't necessarily mean, or it could mean, of course, but it doesn't necessarily mean that this relationship isn't right. A lot of the time, it could just mean that you're struggling, you know, with relationship OCD, and, you know, that maybe you need to remain in that relationship in order to try to, you know, figure that out, learn how to manage your ruminations in that relationship. So you're not just kind of performing compulsions, which are often just ruminations, and, you know, you're worrying and thinking about the relationship all day long, rather than actually just being in that relationship and learning, you know, whether you do like that person or not, because you're actually present in that relationship and you're spending time with them and you're not kind of ruminating about it all day long, which we know, unfortunately, you know, can kind of cloud our judgment and convince us, you know, things are not quite right. You know, and so often this kind of tension or anxiety, you know, we interpret it in a really negative way. We tend to believe that it's an indication that things are wrong or things are bad, that we need to remove ourselves from a situation because it's difficult or it's uncomfortable. And actually, a lot of the time, it can be quite the opposite. Now, of course, there are exceptions to this, you know, and as I talk about a lot on the podcast, when you're trying to do, you know, exposure work, it's good to kind of do it gently if you can. You know, push yourself a little bit and build up and have a kind of hierarchy of things that you're trying to achieve to do. You know, it can be more challenging though in relationships. Sometimes in relationships, you know, it can be a good idea to just put yourself more into exposure by just remaining in a relationship, for example, and giving it a certain amount of time so that you can work through any issues and give yourself an opportunity to do that. An exception in that situation is obviously, you know, if the other person is abusive in some way, then you wouldn't want to remain in that situation at all. But, you know, the example remains, are we able to remain in some of these difficult situations where we're experiencing anxiety, but we're actually safe? We're physically safe, but emotionally it's a struggle. We're finding it difficult. These very strong emotions are coming up in our body. They're telling us to avoid the situation. They're telling us to seek comfort, to just try to feel relaxed. You know, these are all potentially good signs that maybe, as long as we are safe, that we can actually learn how to stay in that situation and get used to that anxiety, to prove to ourselves that we can actually feel that anxiety. And then to get the knowledge that when we actually stay with anxiety, we don't push it away. We try to feel it. We try to be interested in it. We try to be patient with it. A lot of the time, it does begin to go down. Maybe not immediately, but at some point, because we're no longer demanding for it to be gone. We're not doing, you know, relaxation techniques that bring it down. We're not doing compulsions that bring it down. We're actually, in this particular scenario, we're practicing learning how to allow ourselves to feel. And, you know, generally speaking, the more that we can do that, you know, it's the better off we're going to be when it comes to OCD and anxiety. So again, you know, if you can do this, that would be fantastic. But, you know, it is a really good idea, important, I think, to work with a professional to help you through this kind of process. You can do this kind of thing on your own, but it tends to be a lot harder. And you know, as I was saying earlier, it's important that you do things in a safe way. You know, if you feel that you're out of your depth and, you know, that you're very, very uncomfortable, then of course, you know, you might want to think about changing that and putting yourself into an easier situation. But, you know, this is why working with somebody can be very helpful, because you've got somebody to kind of talk that through with and decide what is the best way, you know, to move forward to really help you in the best way possible to kind of either learn how to lean into that discomfort or perhaps give yourself a slightly easier challenge, depending on what it might be. So there we go, guys. I really hope that you found that one helpful. I think this is a really important area, recognizing that, you know, getting over anxiety and OCD, certainly in my experience, it's not about eliminating anxiety. It's learning how to have a different relationship with that anxiety. Master it, if you like. But yeah, there we go, guys. I really hope that you enjoyed, and I will see you next time. Just a quick reminder that if you want to get a free session, all you need to do to get that is to head over to my website, www.robertjamescoaching.com. And there you can leave me a message and we can arrange the free session. And now just a quick reminder of my disclaimer. Any information that you view on my website, Instagram page, Facebook group, or anywhere else online, or any information that you listen to on the podcast, is for informational purposes only and is not intended to be a substitute for actual medical or mental health advice from a doctor, psychologist, or any other medical or mental health professional.